Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Earth Food First podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Navama, a toddler mama, cookbook author, food lover, and certified integrative nutrition coach on a mission to reimagine America's kid food culture. Today, we're launching our A to Z Veggie Alphabet Challenge, a series that explores the wide world of vegetables, one alphabet letter at a time. These mini episodes are meant to be fun, quick listens to inspire your family to embrace new veggie adventures by trying new vegetables often, preparing and seasoning them in different ways, and learning more about which vegetables do what in our bodies and minds. There are three words that have been massively helpful to me on my quest to help my daughter Stella eat and actually enjoy enough vegetables. And those words are curiosity, seasoning, and celebration. So kids are naturally curious. And so preventing vegetables and really any new food as an adventure for the senses can really work wonders. So in my kitchen, we explore the flavor, the texture, the color, and we will experiment with like the sound. Is it crunchy? What does it taste like? And then we have fun playing around with seasonings and which seasonings actually make the vegetables taste even more delicious. And then finally, we celebrate. And we celebrate the magical foods that really help us glow from the inside out. And this means that we make them the star of the show at as many meals as possible. We often serve them first, we'll serve them as a snack. And basically, we just give veggies a lot of love, and we really avoid trying to treat them as like the blah thing to eat just to get a treat. Our kids are complete sponges, and as we all know, where focus and attention goes, energy flows. By the end of the episode, you'll know more about acorn squash, adzuki beans, artichokes, arugula, and asparagus. For each veggie that starts with the letter A, I'll be going through a sensory exploration, different ways to prepare it, the magic powers, also known as the health benefits it offers, and when it's in season. We'll also be linking to some of our very favorite recipes that star each vegetable in our show notes. Okay. Acorn squash. So this is really the unsung hero of the squash world. When it comes to exploring it, it's like a big, large, green acorn. Dark green, really smooth on the outside with ridges. And especially if you're like a kid, picking it up can feel rather heavy. So that's fun to do with them. And then when you cut it open, there's this just burst of orange gold flesh inside. And the flavor is sweet. It's slightly nutty. And especially if you're roasting it, it gets all caramelized and delicious. But the flavor profile, because it is slightly sweet, it can lend itself to either salty, savory, or sweet recipes. So how do you prepare this lovely squash? My favorite way is just to roast it. And so I will cut it in half, scoop out the seeds, and then roast it upside down on like a half a sheet tray with a little tiny bit of water in the bottom for maybe 45 to 60 minutes. You want to be able to really pierce the skin of the squash with a knife or a fork very easily, and then just drizzle it with olive oil, salt, and pepper, and serve it as an easy side dish. You can also steam it or roast it and then mash it instead of potatoes. You can stuff it. So if you were to roast it first and create like a stuffing on the side with like quinoa or ground meat, rice, anything like that, you can serve it as a whole meal, right? A stuffed acorn squash. And then finally, you can roast it or steam it to blend it for soup. You can also freeze it. You can even buy cans of acorn squash sometimes. And you can make like, think a pumpkin pie smoothie, but you're using acorn squash. So why should we be eating this squash? What are the magic powers? It's packed with vitamins and minerals like vitamin C. So that's going to be boosting your immune system, vitamin A, pumping up your vision and your skin. It has potassium and fiber. It's like a natural multivitamin wrapped into one delicious, nutty package. When can you find acorn squash? So the best is fall and winter, but at many stores you can find it year round, but it's technically like a fall winter squash. So the next time you want something delicious, slightly sweet, outside of your typical potato, try an acorn squash. Your taste buds and your body will thank you. Now let's talk about the adzuki bean. Not everyone has heard about the adzuki bean, but I have because there are many beans I cannot eat. They do not sit well in my body. Adzuki beans are amazing because they are easier to digest than other beans. And they're these tiny little red beans. You can get them often at like a Whole Foods. You can also easily order them online. So they're really smooth and they originate from East Asia and they're widely used in many different cuisines around the world. They have a really, when they're raw, like a soft, smooth, hard texture, and Stella likes to use them for like fun counting games. You can do that if your kid's old enough and they're not a choking hazard. But then when they're cooked, they just have this really kind of like soft, nice chew and texture. So how do you prepare them? They're very versatile. You can cook them the way you would cook most beans. I usually like to soak them overnight and then I'll just boil them. And then the possibilities are endless. So in Asian cuisine, they're commonly used in desserts like a sweet red bean paste or as a filling in pastries. In savory dishes, you can put them in soups or stews or a rice dish to add extra protein. But really, they're just a very versatile bean that's fun to try out, and they're really tiny, so once they're cooked and nice and soft, they're perfect for your little kids. So what magic powers do these tiny little beans pack inside? I already mentioned they're easier to digest, which is huge for so many people who can't normally eat beans. This is because they're lower in starch, phytates, and oligosaccharides. And that's a carbohydrate that sometimes ferments in people's guts and can be more difficult to digest. They also have high protein, fiber, vitamins, and minerals, making them an excellent source for a balanced diet. They're typically available year-round because you're buying them dried. Sometimes you can also get them canned. Next up, the artichoke. Let's talk about these pale green, quirky, armored knights of the vegetable world. So they kind of look like they're straight out of a medieval castle with their tough, spiky leaves, and they're standing on guard all around their very tender hearts. They have a very unique and slightly nutty taste that is really unlike any other vegetable. And whether you're boiling them, steaming them, or grilling them, that flavor really becomes intensified during the cooking process. So once they're cooked, how do we actually eat these pokey, bulbous vegetables? So you have this green globe on the plate, and this is a true story. I was on a date, and we ordered an artichoke, and all of a sudden, I can see that my date is choking on this artichoke. And I look over and I'm like, where are your leaves? And he's like, what leaves? And he, bless his heart, had been eating the whole leaf. Do not do that. So you pluck them off and you just use your teeth to kind of bite off the little tender end of the leaf. And kids, you can dip them in butter, you can dip them in different sauces, or just eat them by themselves. But kids tend to think that this is very fun. They will, like, I've seen them compete to like who can get a, you know, higher stack of leaves going. But it's a very interactive vegetable. But don't eat the whole leaf. Then once you get past all of the leaves inside to the middle of the heart, that part is extra delicious. My family would always kind of like fight for the piece of the heart that was the largest because it's delicious and soft and excellent dipped in butter. So this is definitely one culinary adventure that can be a fun exploration for the whole family. What are the magical powers of an artichoke? So they're very high in fiber, great for your gut. They have lots of antioxidants, vitamin C, and vitamin K. So they are what we call delicious, but also nutritious. In terms of when you should buy artichokes, you'll notice that they're usually available and looking their best in the spring and early summer months. You want to look for like the big globes that are just, you know, beautifully green. But in some stores, you can get them year round. So let's talk about arugula. Arugula is like the rebel of the salad world. This slightly nutty and spicy little leafy green might be small, but it definitely packs a punch that will wake up your taste buds and have you coming back for more. When you take a bite of the arugula, you're suddenly sort of just hit with this peppery and slightly bitter flavor that's like a party in your mouth. And it's not your average lettuce. It's got attitude, it's got personality, and it is not afraid to stand out from the crowd. So when I told Stella all that and told her I thought it was probably too spicy, she immediately wanted to try it. So sometimes challenging your kids in a fun, playful way, or even excluding them from the party that's going on can make them want to dive right in. So how do you prepare arugula? It's very versatile. So you can obviously toss it into salads, sandwiches. I love throwing it into like tacos even, on top of pizza. You can blend it up into like a great pasta sauce. It gives it a nice kick. So the possibilities with arugula are endless. My very favorite way to enjoy it is just with lemon, good olive oil, salt, pepper, and then a nice drift of fresh Parmesan cheese. You can also cut up some cantaloupe and add it to that salad to add a little bit of sweetness. All right, the magical powers of arugula. It's very delicate in appearance, but it actually packs a ton of vitamins and minerals. It's particularly high in vitamin K, A and C, as well as folate, calcium, and potassium. So it's also an antioxidant powerhouse, and this will help protect your cells from damage caused by free radicals. The high levels of potassium and folate in arugula are beneficial for heart health, and again, thanks to the vitamin K, it's great for bone health. When are we buying arugula? It is technically a cool season crop, so it thrives in cooler temperatures, and that's typically going to be in the like spring and fall months when the weather is more wild, but depending on where you live, you might be able to find it and grow it year-round. And last but absolutely not least, asparagus. This is probably my favorite vegetable. And these long and slender stalks usually come in a beautiful green color, but sometimes they'll be in purple or white as well. So you want to look for them when the stalks are thicker, because if you buy them when they're really thin and kind of stringy, then they tend to be a little tough and woody. So I like to say this is like nature's little javelin, and it's just ready to add sort of a burst of crunch and color to any dish. So how are we preparing asparagus? We are not overcooking it, because then it becomes mushy and not great. So if you learn one thing from this episode, don't overcook your asparagus. But simplicity is best. So I like to just steam it. I put a little bit of water in the bottom of a pan, like a frying pan, put my asparagus in, and steam it for 3 to 4 minutes. You want them to just be bright green, and then I'll strain them and add a little bit of salt. But you can absolutely grill it. You can also roast it. Now, do we cut off the woody ends or snap them? Everyone has their own opinion. I like to cut them because I think when you snap them, sometimes too much of the good part comes off. And let's be honest, asparagus is oddly expensive. It just is. It's very seasonal. And so just kind of look at the end of where it's like the green is fading away, and that's where you're going to want to cut to avoid eating the woody end of the asparagus. So when you're looking for a very quick vegetable to prepare, asparagus can be ready to go in under 5 minutes. Now, what magical powers does it contain? So this is basically another multivitamin straight from the garden. Asparagus is packed with vitamins and minerals, including vitamin A, C, E, and K, as well as folate, potassium, and fiber. It's great for digestive health thanks to its high fiber content, and it's also great for your gut. It just keeps things moving right along and can also promote a healthy balance of gut bacteria. It is an antioxidant boost loaded with antioxidants like vitamin C and beta carotene, which help, again, fight off those free radicals and keep your cells healthy and happy. Asparagus is also great for heart health. And when are we buying asparagus? Spring is when asparagus has sprung. So depending on where you're living, but you're usually looking for it from like late March into early June. The true season of asparagus tends to be fairly short. So just keep an eye out for those fresh, locally grown spears at your farmer's market or grocery store and get ready to enjoy all the deliciousness that asparagus has to offer. So which veggie that starts with A is your family going to try out this week? You can create your own veggie adventure by choosing and shopping and cooking your vegetable of choice together. And when we lead with connection and curiosity and exploration and fun around trying new foods, especially vegetables, that's really where the magic of learning to eat in a way that protects our mental and physical health happens. Feel free to tag us on Instagram at earthfoodfirst as you eat your way through the veggie alphabet challenge. Thanks so much again for spending time with me, for listening, for caring, and for being bold in the face of change. If you learned something, it would mean the world for you to follow, rate, and review our podcast and share it with your favorite families. These actions will literally help our show go on. Find more Earth Food First goodness on Instagram at earthfoodfirst, on our website at earthfoodfirst.com. And don't forget to check out our show notes for the free veggies guide and for links to our favorite vegetable recipes for veggies that start with the letter A.